clean up some old issues. Why'd you leave Oakland? Did it have a lot to do? Did it have to do with your disagreements with Mayor Gene Kwan?
I've been in disagreement for at least the last 2 years with the direction that Oakland's leadership, or I should better said, the lack of direction that Oakland's leadership has exhibited in dealing with the twin crises that grip Oakland. And those twin crises are, number one, public safety, and number two, the clear degeneration into insolvency that the city is experiencing. I don't see a lot of leadership in fixing that. And that's going to make my former colleagues angry. It made them angry behind closed doors when I've told them that. But I found myself, especially once the new administration came in, the new mayor, I found myself in a position where I was acting as the general counsel, the city attorney, the general counsel of a government with which I had fundamental legal disagreements and essential moral differences. I believe that the city of Oakland has become, not legally, but I believe that the leadership at City Hall, not the individuals, but overall, the whole leadership class, if you will, I believe this is a morally corrupt government. And I just didn't want to serve anymore in that capacity because as city, if I'd been a city council member, I could speak out in a real way about what I felt was morally wrong. As city attorney, you have confidentiality bonds that bind you and prevent you from being able to speak out in a way that you could. And I really got to a point where I just felt I did not go into public service to help preside over what I believe has become a government that is not serving the people of Oakland.
Morally corrupt. I'm just kind of thinking, yes. I'm going to say, I have to call Larry Reed and Mayor Kwan and say, this is John Russo's parting words.
I don't say that any individual is morally corrupt, but I think the group, the dynamic that has developed between the mayor and the council, the dynamic that has developed between the staff and the elected leadership, the way it is working right now, it is not a government that is serving the people of Oakland. And to me, that is morally corrupt, yes. Yeah.
Because ignoring these issues of public safety and fiscal insolvency.
So people have known for years that Oakland could not continue to operate in the manner. The folks there know Oakland cannot continue to operate in the manner that it has. It cannot continue to run a government that is all things to all people. You get to a point where it's almost as if the leaders of Oakland want to get on the back of a flatbed truck and just start throwing dollar bills out at people who are yelling at them. They've had this argument, for example, over the past 3 years, they've had an argument where they say, we need to determine what are our core services. What are the core services of the Oakland city government? They never come to a resolution on that argument. And I will define for you now, core services in Oakland is any program that can deliver 50 angry people to the council chamber on a Tuesday night. That is not leadership. It's unfortunate because to do the things that need to be done in Oakland, to turn Oakland around, the people who make those decisions will almost certainly become unelectable in their next election. Too bad.